The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Zayin talks about different types of dayanim who are possible to judge cases. One of the cases that the Gemara discusses is a dayan haba bishvil kesef and a dayan haba bishvil zahav, a dayan who comes because of silver or because of gold. And the Gemara says from the pasuk Elohi kesef ve'elohi zahav lo sasu lachem, a person shouldn't make himself gold and silver idols. And the Gemara is troubled because he shouldn't make himself idols out of other materials either. And therefore, the Gemara concludes that what this means is that a judge, who is also called Elohim, as we saw many times in the Masechta, who is appointed to his position because of Kesef or because of Zahav, is basically like an idol. This is parallel to a couple of other inferences that the Gemara draws from the juxtaposition of certain psukim regarding Avodah Zarah. In the middle of the discussion of Dayanim in Parshas Shoftim, starts off talking about Dayanim, it finishes off talking about Dayanim, then in between it talks about Asherah and Balmum and gods of silver and gods of gold. So the Gemara infers that there are certain types of Dayanim who are considered like an Avodah Zarah. And there's a couple of things that need to be clarified when referring to this sugya. The first question that needs to be clarified is, what does it mean, a dayan who comes b'shvil kesef and a dayan who comes b'shvil zahav, on account of gold and on account of silver? And in this matter, there's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says right there on the Gemara that haba b'shvil kesef and haba b'shvil zahav means that the dayan, presumably, paid money to the government in order to gain his position. And that's a dayan haba b'shvil kesef and b'shvil zahav. The Rambam, when he codifies this Gemara, gives a slightly different formulation. He says that a dayan who's appointed to his position on account of his great wealth, that's a dayan haba b'shvil kesef and b'shvil zahav, that's the dayan who is considered similar to an asherah, who's considered similar to an avodah zarah. So that's one important issue. Presumably, the Rambam's saying a much bigger chiddush, because a dayan who's simply appointed without doing anything actively to buy his position is still considered to be like an avodah zarah. Rashi saying a smaller chiddush. It's much easier to understand why a dayan who actually bought his position should be pasul. The question then becomes, what does Rashi say about the Rambam's case? What would Rashi say if a dayan was simply appointed because he was wealthy? And what would the Rambam say in Rashi's case about a dayan who was appointed because he actually paid money for it? That's one issue. A second issue that needs to be dealt with is, what are the consequences? The Gemara says he's like an avodah zarah, so what are the consequences? So we know that when the Gemara talks about an Am Haaretz who is pasul ladon, the Gemara compares him to an Asherah, because it says, Lo sita lecha Asherah kol eitz, eitz al mizbech Hashem Elokech asher ta'as aloch, and that teaches you that a dayan Am Haaretz is like an Asherah. So the Baal Amor says that this means that the dayan Am Haaretz is pasul ladon. That's why we discussed earlier that maybe an Am Haaretz who's mitzdarif together with two Talmidei Chachamim is actually posel the entire Beis Din, just like a relative is posel an Eidos. So too an Am Haaretz who's pasul ladon will be posel the entire Beis Din based on this Baal Hamar. So one has to ask that this dayon who's ba b'shvil kesef and b'shvil zahav, is his minoy totally worthless because he's like an avodah zarah and not like a dayon, or is his minoy not totally worthless? And then a second question that needs to be asked is, even assuming that his minoy is not totally worthless, so is there a mitzvah to give him kavod? Meaning perhaps he's considered a dayan in that whatever judgments he makes pass and we don't revoke them or undo them, but nevertheless a person is not supposed to be mechabid him and rather is supposed to be mevazah him. And this actually the Beis Yosef brings down from the Yerushalmi, the end of Maseches Bikurim, which says that just like there's it's always aser to be a late, it's always aser to make fun of people, to make fun of things that are holy and valuable. However, when it comes, or even things that are unholy, sometimes it's inappropriate because leitzanos is a bad midah. However, the leitzanos against avodah zarah is mutar. It's permitted to make fun of avodah zarah, to make fun of paganism and idolatry. And the Beis Yosef brings down that because these dayanim psulim are considered like an avodah zarah, they're considered like an asheva, or they're considered like a lohi chesef velohi zahav. So therefore, just like it's permitted to make fun of avodah zarahs, to call them names and to make jokes about them, so too it's permitted to call these dayanim names and to really make fun of them in a very embarrassing way. And that doesn't necessarily reflect back on whether they're valid dayanim or whether they're invalid dayanim, but it does tell us that it seems that whatever this case is, so there's no mitzvah of kavod. With regard to the first question, whether it's kasher lechatchila or kasher b'di'eved, the Chasam Sofer brings down a case where there was a community that agreed to vote on one of four candidates, and whatever their system was for voting, it turned out that the candidate who won the vote, there were allegations that he won because people accepted money in order to vote for him. And the Chasam Sofer writes, based on a Ramah, later on in Choshen Mishpat, like Kuf Lamed Zayin or so, that because people who are voting for candidates for positions of authority or positions of Rabbanos have a mitzvah or maybe even a chiyuv to vote l'shem shamayim, and these people who allegedly accepted bribes, if the allegations were true, so they did not vote l'shem shamayim. Therefore, the Chasam Sofer says that their vote is considered invalid; it's undone. So this is only applicable when there's a vote, not necessarily when there's an appointment from a particular government minister. But Rabbi Avadia Yosef actually seems to apply this also to people who are choosing Rabbanim for the Bati Din in Eretz Yisrael, that if they're voting Shalol Hashem Shamayim, it's possible that their votes don't count at all and that the entire ballot needs to be redone. So that the Chasam Sofer seems to say that under certain circumstances, when a person is appointed on account of money, the vote or the appointment can even be batel b'di'eved. So far again, two important machlokos: Rashi versus the Rambam about what it means to be a dayan b'shvil kesef. Is it simply because you're rich, or is it because you paid money? And then, in either of those two cases, is the minoy only pasul lechatchila, is only like an aveira to do it, but if they're appointed, so their appointment is valid. And then B, even if their appointment is valid, is there a mitzvah to be mechabid them or not? And that seems to be that the Beis Yosef says that under some circumstances there's no mitzvah to be mechabid them. The Chasam Sofer says that in some circumstances their appointment is null and void, even b'di'eved. A third issue that needs to be dealt with is the question of who are these people who are being appointed because of kesef and because of zahav? And again, there is three possible options for who these people are. One option is that these people are ami haaretz. These people are not qualified to sit on a beis din for other reasons. And here we're just adding on, and we're saying that if he's an ami haaretz, who's already like an asherah, if he sits on the beis din, if he also paid money for his position, then he's also like other types of avodah zarah as well. A second possibility is that there are chachamim who are ra'oi to sit on the beis din. However, they're not the biggest chachamim, they're not the most suitable candidates for the position, because there are people, not necessarily people who are more popular than them, that is not a good reason to appoint somebody because of popularity, but rather because there are people who are greater than them, who are bigger scholars and more capable of applying the halachos to the case at hand. And that's a second category of people. Meaning there's people who are ami haaretz, not fit to judge at all, and then there's an in-between category, which are people who are fit to judge, but they're not the most qualified. And then finally, there's the question of people who are the most qualified. What happens if somebody is the most qualified person in the entire city to judge, but he paid money and he bought himself the position? So those are another three cases. And again, there's a machlokes rishonim or a machlokes achronim about which of those three cases the Gemara is talking about. So the Bach, for instance, says that according to the Rambam, the Gemara is talking about an Am HaAretz. And a Talmud Chacham, maybe, who is appointed because of his wealth, there's no problem, or at least he's not considered Elohei Chesef, Elohei Zahav. He's not considered like an Avodah Zarah. However, then what about if a person is Ra'ui Ladun? So the Bach says, so then it's not a problem. However, others say that even if a person is Ra'ui Ladun, even if he's fit to be a judge, if he pays money, and this again, the Bach says is not pshat in the Gemara, but some people will say that this is pshat, that if even if he's fit to be a judge, if he pays money, so he's still considered to be Elohei Chesef Velohei Zahav. And finally, this would be the most radical suggestion, that even somebody who's the most qualified to judge, if he pays money and doesn't simply get the appointment because he was voted in because of his qualifications, he may also be considered Elohei Chesef Velohei Zahav. So these again are three important machlokos. Number one, what does it mean Bishvil Kesef? Wealth or bribes? Number two, what's his status b'di'eved? Is he considered a valid judge? And is he roi to get kavod? Do people have to honor him? And then number three is, what type of person are we talking about? Are we talking about an Am Haaretz? Are we talking about a qualified person? Or are we talking about the most qualified person? And based, one has to go through the various combinations and permutations of these three options. Obviously, the best is if a person is the most qualified and he didn't pay money, so then of course he'll be kosher both lechatchila and b'di'eved. The worst is if a person is an Am Haaretz and he paid money, right, and there's nobody greater than him, and there are people who are more qualified than him. So in such a case, it's very likely that he's pasul ladon b'di'eved, and person is supposed to be mevazeh him rather than be mechavid him. Then all the in-between cases, right, what happens if he's an Am Haaretz, but he didn't give money, he was just appointed because of his wealth? Or what happens if he's a Talmud Chacham and he did give money? Or what happens if he's the most qualified Talmud Chacham and he gave money? So that's something which needs to be threshed out. And all of the, I think if you take all three opinions, you could figure out what the different options are. And of course, there's tremendous practical nafkaminas for the purposes of in democracies and in partnerships where people are voting for candidates who are going to be appointed in positions of legislators and judges and executives, because in all of those cases, the Rama writes that the people who are voting for him, it's as if they are appointing a judge. Not only judges, but basically all public officials can have, to some extent or other, the status of a judge, and therefore one has to be careful, let's say, if like the Democrats used to do back in the 1900s, I think other parties may have done it too, that the immigrants came off the boat and they handed them $5 and said, "Hi, I'm a Democrat, you know, vote for my party later on." And that's why, that was what fueled the corrupt political machinery in New York City, apparently, for many years, Tammany Hall and everything else. So that's a very big question, la halacha, whether votes that were obtained under such circumstances are valid or not. So yesh la'ayin about that, and good Shabbos.